I looked up and down the street. Couldn't see any work in sight, so I assumed I was getting the old heave-ho. I asked their names and was told Lula and Jackie. I gave each of them my card and told them I'd appreciate a call if they saw Morelli or Sanchez. I'd have asked about the missing male witness, but what would I say? Excuse me, have you seen a man with a face like a frying pan? I went door to door after that, talking to people sitting out on stoops, questioning storekeepers. By 4, I had a sunburned nose to show for my efforts and not much more. I'd started on the north side of Stark Street and had worked 2 blocks west. Then I'd crossed the street and inched my way back. I'd slunk past the garage and the gym. I also bypassed the bars. They might be my best source, but they felt dangerous to me and beyond my abilities. Probably I was being unnecessarily cautious. Probably the bars were filled with perfectly nice people who could give a rat's ass about my existence. Truth is, I wasn't used to being a minority, and I felt like a black man looking up white women's skirts in a WASP suburb of Birmingham. I covered the south side of the next 2.5 blocks and recrossed to the north side. Most of the buildings on this side were residential, and as the day progressed, more and more people had drifted outdoors, so that the going was slow now as I moved down the street back to my car. Fortunately, the Cherokee was still at the curb, and unfortunately, Morelli was nowhere to be seen. I diligently avoided looking up at the gym windows. If Ramirez was watching me, I'd prefer not to acknowledge him. I'd pulled my hair up into a lopsided ponytail, and the back of my neck felt scratchy. I supposed I was burned there, too. I wasn't very diligent with sunscreen. Mostly, I counted on pollution to filter out the cancer rays. A woman came hurrying across the street to me. She was solidly built and conservatively dressed, with her black hair pulled back into a bun at the nape of her neck. "Excuse me," she said. "Are you Stephanie Plum?"
"Yes."
"Mr. Alpha would like to speak to you," she said. "His office is just across the street." I didn't know anyone named Alpha, and I wasn't eager to hover in the shadow of Benita Ramirez. But the woman reeked of Catholic respectability, so I took a chance and followed after her. We entered the building next to the gym. It was an average Stark Street row house. Narrow, 3 stories, sooty exterior, dark, grimy windows. We hurried up a flight of stairs to a small landing. 3 doors opened off the landing. 1 door was ajar, and I felt air conditioning spilling out into the hallway.